Hello, 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 everybody. This is Brandon Luna.
Randy Rankin.
With Calypso's Cigar Review Podcast. And this is the second interview in the stack that we've got for the Texas Frightmare Weekend. This one's with
Tom Savini.
Our icon, Tom Savini.
Director, makeup master of everything.
Great adjacent. Guy, actor. Yes. I mean, the guy is not only an actor in horror movies, but he also does, you know, legit standard movies like...
The heart for the wallflower thing.
Yeah,
the perks of being a wallflower
there, which is a great movie. I love that movie.
Yeah,
I know. So we got a chance to talk to him. We nagged him quite a bit the past 2 years.
He ripped on us. He ripped on us.
He did bust our balls, which was great.
Yes.
Turned out being a great interview, and we had a blast doing it, so here it is.
Welcome to Cinema, the movie and television podcast show that talks about everything dirty, mean, and nasty.
It rubs the lotion on its skin.
In Hollywood and beyond. If it's sin, we're in.
Hello, everybody. This is Brandon with Calypso Cigar Review and Cinema.
I'm Randy with Cigar Calypso. Whatever.
This is
Go ahead.
Take forever.
No, we're good.
No,
we're good. We're going to start over.
Or yeah.
I am nervous. I am nervous standing here with
you. We're standing with a legend.
We've already done it. We've done the intro.
Yes.
Now we can.
We
talk.
Are here with horror legend
Tom
Savini.
That's right.
How has this convention been for you, sir? How many years have you been at this convention?
I was at the very first one of these, so this is the 10-year anniversary, isn't it?
It Excellent. Is. It is.
Excellent. I think I've only missed one or two.
Yeah. Okay.
That's fantastic. You are a multifaceted talent: actor, director, makeup. Yeah, slightly for you.
I've often wondered.
How the hell? I mean, you mentioned Jackie Chan is one of your inspirations for the stunt side of things. This was on IMDb. I don't know if that's true or not, but apparently, according to IMDb, you did. Is that true?
I love Jackie Chan. Yeah, I guess him, Jackie Chan, Yakima Canutt, Joe Bonomo from the silent film days. All those stunt guys were inspirations. You know. You can't help but be inspired by the best that's out there, you
exactly.
know.
For sure.
And Jackie
For sure.
Chan, I mean, that poor guy, does he have any bones that haven't been broken, you know?
Probably mostly plastic by now, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so, well, maybe he's not the inspiration. No, to hell with him. He's too careless.
Right.
No, he's Jackie Chan.
Yeah. He is Jackie Chan, yeah. So, what inspired you to get into makeup? Now, you've had this question a million times, but our listeners may not know the answer.
I saw a movie called Man of a Thousand Faces.
Yep.
The story of Lon Chaney.
Yes. Yeah.
You're shaking your head.
I've
yes.
seen
you know
it.
Who
I've
Lon
seen
Chaney?
It. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Totally know John Lon.
Students come to my school. They don't know who Boris Karloff is.
How do you not know who Boris Karloff
do
is?
Some research.
Exactly.
If you're interested in makeup, you know, do
right.
some research. But, yeah, so inspired me. That movie made me want to be one of the guys that creates the monsters, mm-hmm. you know. So.
And, of course, one of the monsters.
I have a son named Lon after Lon
Oh, you do
Chaney.
After Lon Chaney?
That's, awesome, yeah.
That's cool.
And he has a daughter named Chaney.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
People, but I'm afraid people are going to think it's Dick Cheney that she.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Of course, one of the famous faces he created was Jason in the first Friday the 13th.
Lon Chaney?
No, you.
Oh, me. Yes.
Lon Chaney wasn't in Friday the 13th. He
no,
had nothing to do with it.
That's what confused me, yes.
And I love your reasoning for not doing the second one is that there was no Jason and it shouldn't be a Jason.
Jason doesn't exist. He was a kid that died in the first one.
And instead, you went and made a movie with Jason Alexander when he had hair.
Yeah. He was funny.
He was funny. That's a great movie,
it is
by the way.
He was funny even back then. He was always on, you know. But I had a conversation with Betsy Palmer, the mother of Jason.
Right.
She says, oh, no, we never found the body. Well, so what's that mean? He crawled out of the lake. He's disoriented. He doesn't know where the hell or who the hell he is, right? And he lives there for 35 years.
Right.
Eating crayfish or something. And nobody sees. This weird, anyway, so.
I understand.
Jason doesn't exist.
I know, you ruined all my Friday the 13th love because of that statement, because it made sense. You made me start thinking, and I didn't want to think.
But you're being trained to be stupid.
Exactly.
So how did the Night of the Living Dead come about as far as you directing the remake of that? How did that come into fruition?
Well, I don't know how it happened. George just came to me one day and said, we're going to do a sequel to, a remake of Night of the Living Dead. And I'm thinking, great, I get to make some more zombies. You know, he says, no, I want you to direct it. Doink. That's how it happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like that. I mean, they were involved in getting the finances and all that. I think all he could raise money on back then was, you know, that movie.
Right.
Yeah. So Creepshow is one of my all-time faves. Love that movie. It was a departure for Romero. Very well done.
Should we be somewhere smoking cigars
yes.
and doing this?
Let's go do that.
We'd love to do that with you. We'd love to do that with you.
To go outside of the hotel tonight and try to smoke that cigar.
Okay. We would be glad to do that with you.
People will just keep coming, and it won't be a solitary.
It won't be meditative.
We do have a cigar shop that we can close down for you if you want to have some private time and smoke a cigar.
Just I don't want to have to go all that. Yeah, what's the name of the place again?
Calypso Cigar Review. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Calypso Cigar Shop and Lounge. That's actually
exactly
who we do it for. But
I've been a big fan of yours for a long, long time, and I love that you're actually acting as well.
Uh-huh. Been doing quite a bit of it. What's been some of your favorite roles that you've done in the past?
Well, how can you top Sex Machine?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But Perks of a Wallflower, I was in that.
Yeah. Great in that.
Yes,
great. In
absolutely.
Yeah. Did you think, what the hell is he doing in this movie?
I was wondering. But,
I was happy to see you in it.
No machine guns, no zombies, you know. So, yeah.
Can I ask you a silly question? I don't ask this
All
often.
All these questions have been silly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Excellent.
Okay, he mentioned Creepshow, and I was a huge Leslie Nielsen fan. What was it like working with Leslie Nielsen? Did you get to work with him at all?
He was hilarious, yeah. The only phone in the studio was in our workshop, and he was on the phone a lot, so he would always be coming into our workshop. So I, of course, would ask him questions about Forbidden Planet, you know, and stuff like that. He said the guy inside Robbie the Robot was always drunk, always bumping into things and falling over, you know. But that's about it. I mean, he was really busy shooting the movie.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You're the first person I've met that it's not.
He also had his fart machine.
The fart machine. Yes, he was famous for the fart machine.
And we didn't know where it was coming from. You know? I mean, it was him, and that made us wonder: Is he that? What's the word for not being aware? Is he that unaware?
Yeah.
But anyway, it was a great joke. You know? Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you do smoke cigars, and you smoke Puros Indios. When did your love of cigars start?
I don't know. I got a catalog from Thompson Cigar a long time ago, you know, and ordered Puros. They're hard to get now.
Yeah, they are getting hard to get, yeah. So would Puros be your favorite, basically? Is there any other ones that you think of?
Really. Yeah, now that Cuba, we can go to Cuba. Mm-hmm. My daughter just went to Cozumel and brought me back some Havana Cohibas.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
But I still like the Puros. You know, there's something about the skin, you know, the taste. You know, yeah.
Excellent. We all have our favorites.
We do. We do.
No reason to apologize for anything about that.
Well, it has been a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Good luck with your show.
No,
good luck
thank
with
you.
Your show.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy cigars.
Happy cigars
smoking.
To you.
All right. Thanks for the gift.
You're welcome. Enjoy it.